This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
time enough to learn their letters. Two of my grandsons and their mother, my daughter, live with my wife and me. And so I get to see the boys every day. For 2 months, I watched my grandsons doing their schoolwork virtually. One of the boys has ADHD and sits restlessly working on assignments. His mother gets exasperated with him because he's easily distracted. His older brother suffers from Asperger's and has his own challenges. But all in all, despite all the consternation, they got through it. I was tempted many times to go over and give them a big old grandfather hug to reassure them, but I didn't want to interfere. Watching them do their work, I thought of another boy with disabilities who also was homeschooled. Tad Lincoln, the youngest child of Abraham and Mary Todd Lincoln, had a speech impediment and what would now be called ADHD. His actual name was Thomas after his grandfather, but his dad nicknamed him Tad because he wiggled like a tadpole at birth. Tad was 8 when the Lincolns moved into the White House in 1861. His brother Willie, his constant playmate, was 11, and his brother Robert, age 17, was away at Harvard. A fourth boy, Eddie, had died 11 years prior. Mary's cousin Elizabeth described Tad as the life as also the worry of the household. He and his older brother Willie had tutors educate them at the White House. For Willie, the more studious of the two, that worked out. But for Tad, not so much. He was busy having fun. He ran his menagerie of goats, ducks, and even his pony through the halls of the executive mansion. He disrupted a cabinet meeting by setting off his toy cannon. And although it was all in good fun, it annoyed certain adults. The Lincoln, still grief-stricken over the loss of Eddie, wanted their remaining children to enjoy a carefree childhood. In those days, parents couldn't be sure their kids would survive to adulthood. In 1862, Tad and Willie contracted typhoid fever. Tad recovered, but Willie died. The Lincolns, desolate and heartbroken, became even more permissive with Tad. Although mischievous, Tad showed a big-heartedness beyond his years. A newspaperman recalled Tad ran in like a little thunderbolt and laid a fierce hug on his father, then fled as quickly as he came. After several tutors left in frustration with the irrepressible boy, his father said, "Let him run. There's time enough yet for him to learn his letters and get pokey." Lincoln's secretary said that Tad kept the house alive with his pranks and his fantastic enterprises. On April 14, 1865, Tad and his tutor were attending the play Aladdin at Grover's Theater, while his parents were at Ford's Theater. The manager informed the tutor of the shooting at Ford's. The play stopped, people left, and the boy was whisked back to the White House, where he learned the painful news. It's been said that the most tragic figure of the assassination was Tad. A few days after his father's death, he said to a White House attendant, "Pa is dead. I can hardly believe that I shall never see him again. I must learn to take care of myself now. Yes, Pa is dead, and I am only Tad Lincoln now. Little Tad, like other little boys. I am not a president's son." Tad would go off with his emotionally troubled mother and live to 18. Only Robert, the oldest son, survived to adulthood. I felt sad for Tad. His life was never the same. It made me think how life can change so abruptly. If we had only given that special person one more heartfelt embrace before walking away. And with that thought, I closed my laptop, got up, walked over to my grandsons, and gave them the fiercest hugs. There's time enough yet for them to learn their letters and get pokey.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5. This is WLVR.